This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. If you own a house, you probably can recite your property tax number by rote. But how about your city or county fees? What's my sewer fee? I don't know, 70, 76 a year? Marketplace's Ryan Kyloth looked into this, and these fees are rising around the country.
Something you should know about the people of Scranton, Pennsylvania. They don't love corny jokes about the TV show The Office.
I'm sorry, man. I couldn't help myself.
That's all right.
But Adam Jafrida of Dynamico Corporation hates something else even more.
You know, it started with the rental registration fees.
Jafrida's a landlord in Scranton, 160 apartments. And a few years ago, the city more than tripled its fee for registering a rental unit.
And I said, listen, I don't feel this is fair. You guys are going to have to sit down and work with me on this, or I'm going to hire a lawyer.
Jafrida won a class action suit for excessive rental fees. And now he's got another lawsuit challenging the city's trash pickup fee, which recently increased 69%.
You have a city contractor license fee, a building permit fee, an appeals board fee. You have a dog license fee.
That last one also tripled from $15 to $45.
Do you have a dog?
I have a cat, but I'm hiding them because I don't know if I can afford the tags for them. I'm sure I'll be receiving a letter tomorrow after this goes on the air.
Scranton city officials didn't respond to my many calls, but the city is not alone in this.
Across the country, many cities are turning to fees and charges as a way of raising revenues.
Andrew Rashovsky with the Lincoln Institute of Land Policy has been studying this across 150 major cities. He says it varies place to place, but the trend is
user charge revenues are growing. And given that other sources of city revenue have been declining, they become a larger share of total city budgets.
Rashovsky says cities started turning to fees and service charges after the recession wiped out property tax revenue. A lot of cities tried raising tax rates instead, but state governments tend to cap those. And when cities have high pension obligations or other costs, they have to raise money somehow. In New York, I'm Ryan Kyloth for Marketplace.